T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt, he's here. Jim Colony, he's around. There's live baseball on. This is great. From Japan, Seattle and Oakland are playing a live game in Japan.
And this game counts. This is a regular season game.
I'm so into it right now. I mean, I couldn't be more into this.
57-year-old man is playing right field for the Mariners.
Yeah, how old is Ichiro, for real?
I think he's like, what?
Like 44, 48?
44, I think. Hold on.
Wow.
I know he's breaking the record for of Julio Franco. Well,
45. And Julio Franco was really 71, though.
Yes.
Which was different. I'm so into how just, well, first of all, there's a dude 3 rows up with a surgical mask on.
Well, there you go.
And then there's a guy right behind the plate in a Mariners jersey that every pitch puts his hands up like this. He puts, and that's real good for radio.
Yeah.
But he puts his hands up, like his palms out at about shoulder height, and holds them out. Like it's the most exciting thing he's at. And then as soon as the pitch is thrown, he either cheers, like he puts him in a fist.
It's like a real robotic clap, though,
yes,
when he claps. It's like a.
It is. Look, it's such Asian fandom. I love it. This guy in the Mariners jersey, right in the first row behind the plate. Yeah,
yeah,
every single pitch. He has a reaction to every single pitch. And I've been watching this, the fan watching. I've thought about this watching this game just a moment ago.
Yeah.
How long could you be immersed in a culture? A day, a week, a month, a year? If someone said, you have to make no real attempts to learn the language.
Mm.
We're going to plop you into there. How long could you do this
for? What are my choices? Like Japan?
Japan, yeah, Japan.
Okay, Japan.
Japan. Where you definitely stood out, a non-Caucasian country,
like at a certain point, though,
dominant country.
Right, at a certain point, you get over the hump and you become numb to the fact that you're an alien amongst society, right?
Yes.
How long would that take?
Like, could you do it? Could I plop you in? Would it be enjoyable to be plopped into Japan right now and just function for like a week? And
oh, a week, yeah. Yeah, a week would be.
And I'm not talking if you knew other Americans there, if you were there on business, if they just dropped you into Japan.
Yeah, a week would be just long enough to where you'd probably start to feel a little bit of level of comfort with things. So a week, you start putting it out into like the months range, plural. I don't know.
I wonder if, like. I guess a lot of things are, you know, they make it easy for Americans to travel in a lot of places. Like things, you'll be able to see English language stuff. Like if you want to get coffee and whatever, you could kind of figure it out in the big cities. But I wonder if you got like, I have this friend, Dan. He's a really good guy. He's an attorney. And he's from the West Coast. He's from Los Angeles.
Okay.
He's Japanese American. And we were talking about this not long ago. The further you get out from the cities, though, in Japan, like the dimmer your prospects become if you were an American of being able to kind of communicate.
Oh,
you know?
I could see that, yeah. Because in the big cities, like you said.
Right.
There's probably a fair amount of signage in English.
Right. And so I just wonder if you got, I wonder if I'd enjoy it or not. There'd be a certain sense of being like escaping everything.
Yeah, but to have a protracted length of time where, like I said, you're kind of like the alien in society, and you can't really, every conversation you've got to look up on Google Translate before you can actually talk to people.
I would just keep to myself other than the coffee shop person. Like if someone gave you all the money and you just, all you had to do was kind of like stay in a hotel, walk around, eat.
I could do it.
Learn
maybe 3 phrases in the other language.
Uh-huh. I can't believe Marlins Man isn't there.
That guy.
I can't stand him.
I've got no time.
Did you ever hear about his beef with Giannotti?
Well, no.
No.
Oh, it's incredible. Look
Over
it up online.
What?
Giannotti was ahead of the game. Giannotti called him this big farce, right? Mm-hmm. And said that the guy was, this is on a show in New York, right? And this was before he went to WFAN when he had a CBS radio show, his national show. Oh, and Giannotti was going back and forth. Me and him were going back and forth about this. And he was like, you think I'm too hard on this guy? I'm like, no, step on the gas, right? And so Giannotti called him a farce and said he's a lonely man and he's trying to buy friendship with all these like women that he's always around. And they know he's creepy, but it's just a way to get more Instagram and more Twitter hits, right? It's kind of like, I'm paraphrasing here.
Okay.
So he catches wind of it and he comes back at Giannotti real hard. And Giannotti says, you know what's funny is that you apparently had this rare disease and then there was never sort of some follow-up.
Right.
It just magically went away, pal.
Disappeared.
Yeah. And he's like, was it misdiagnosed or what? And so like they go back and forth and he just essentially called him a fraud.
Right.
And a lonely guy that's around a bunch of, you know, that buys a bunch of beautiful women to stand around with.
Buys his friends, yeah.
And he's like, there's no way that these 25-year-old women are happy that are around you. What they do is you talk to them for a night and you take them to a game and they just get on TV or they try to boost right. their profile or they're in nice seats at a game in the city that they're in and then they're gone. You're just a fraud with a hollow soul and nothing. You go home and you cry in your pillow. Like Giannotti killed him. And it was this big fight.
Does Marlins man even go to Marlins games anymore?
You didn't read about that?
No, I don't keep
he
up on
he had an
Marlins
enormous
man.
Fallout.
Really?
Because when they rolled the new team out, when Jeter mm-hmm. got there, they had a, like, here's the new management, here's okay. the new team, here's the new logo.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we're getting rid of the thing that looks like an inner
the
ear thing.
Wall thing.
That the, you see at yeah. the doctor's office in the, you know, that yes. like, the mock-up of an ear. We're getting rid of that. So we're having this big thing. Marlins man was deeply offended that somebody just hit a home run in this game. Dustin Pichotti? Is that who that is? It looks
Steven
like him.
Pichotti.
Or Steven Pichotti, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Dustin Pichotti? There's somebody named that.
I don't
that.
Know.
So anyway.
Look that up, man.
Yeah, Steven Pichotti at home. So anyway, so Marlins man was deeply offended that he wasn't invited as like someone to give a presentation by the Marlins.
that Marlins man wasn't a part of the...
Like, of the official organization, give
Who
a presentation.
The hell does this guy think he is?
Exactly. And so he was like, okay, then I'm taking my X amount of dollars, and you're not getting my personal seat license money, and I'm not... And Jeter was like, okay.
All right.
Yeah, it was just like that. Like, his response was like...
It would
like,
be like if Knitting Lady came after the Pens.
Right. And so Jeter, like, issued a press release. Seriously. Like, issued a release that seriously said, his response to Marlins man is, okay. And that's what it was. It was like one word.
And not like a big font to fill up right. the page, but literally two tiny letters.
Like Jordan's when he said, I'm back.
Okay.
Right. And he buried him. And so they've had this big thing. So Marlins man, anyway, that you ask, he's had a fallout with Giannotti. Not wow. a fallout, but a back and forth. And Giannotti can't stand him. I don't like Marlins man. I think he's a phony.
I just don't get what the deal is with the dude.
It's weird. And, you know, and then he had a fallout with the Marlins in the organization. So it's
well, good for him.
Marlins man. But he does go to a bunch of
There's
games.
There's another game tomorrow, I think, at the same time. He'll probably pop up for that one.
Well, I would think. I don't think they're going to go all the way to Japan and play just one game.
Pitt
basketball did that once, and they only right. played a half.
Went to Guam and played a half?
No, did they go to Pearl Harbor? And they only
it
played a
half. Something like that.
And they played Gonzaga for a half, then the court got wet, and they came the yeah. hell home.
That's
I thought
right.
it was Pearl Harbor.
Was it Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. They played on a...
It was a ship, right?
Or was it a ship?
No, no,
or was
no.
It was a basketball gym.
It was a legit gym, but it was a tiny gym.
It was like a
and it got like
gym.
Super humid, and the floor got wet.
And they would have beat Gonzaga that night, too. They had
yes,
a beat.
They would have.
Yes.
They were running them.
I agree.
Was that James Robinson and those guys?
I think so.
They had them beat. I remember that. It was really late at night. And they had rigged up some system where they had Grote back here watching on TV to do the radio.
Really?
Oh, uh-huh. It was Okinawa.
Oh, that's Japan.
Yes.
Yep. And they only played a half. It's yeah. a long way to go. I mean, we used to drive across the city and play, you know, we'd go in little elementary school basketball in Canonsburg, and that was a long
like
way.
Going from Imagine Union going Town to Okinawa. Slippery Rock.
Right. Jeez. Anyhow. Oh, Ichiro's up. This is big now. I mean, this is
ginormous. Oh, there he goes. Slaps one the other way, and it doesn't get out of the infield.
I don't know if this is real. Yeah, I guess it is. I think these are highlights.
Oh.
So we're giving alternate play-by-play here.
Whatever.
On the Fan Morning Show. Producer Matt, you into this baseball game?
Absolutely.
Who's Dustin Pisciotti? That's someone. Why did I call Stephen Pisciotti Dustin Pisciotti? Look at the girl walking around with the Kashi Asahi beer or whatever. She's got a keg on her back.
Well, of course.
With a tube. And she just pours it right into your cup.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
I'm moving to Japan. It's a backpack that's a keg. And she walks around and she gives the old pour.
Right into the cup.
That is great.
That is big.
Wow. Stephen Pisciotti. Who is
that? Is it Pisciotti or Piscotti?
Either
Have I been saying it
Piscotti.
Wrong?
Piscotti.
That's what I said.
Okay, like the little cookie
Dustin
thing. Biscotti, but Piscotti.
I don't know who Dustin is.
It must be. I don't
I'm
know.
Not getting any.
I'm sure there's somebody.
Results.
Yeah, maybe it rhymes with something. Anyway. Fan Morning Show, pre-show. What a pre-show it is. Yeah, Marlins Man. Your feelings on Marlins Man.
I have zero feelings towards Marlins Man. Like, there could not be a less consequential person to my enjoyment of sports than Marlins Man.
Yeah, for me, he's just a guy. Like, I don't know why. You go to a bunch of games.
Hey, Ken Griffey's there.
It's good for you. Junior
why is
or senior?
He's junior. He's taking pictures in the camera well.
Oh, is he like Drew Carey now? He wants to be like a photographer? Good for him, though.
It's kind of cool to see Ken Griffey Jr.
Dustin
just sitting in the camera
was
well.
A fullback at Pitt from Central Bucks.
Really?
Yes. That's right.
Huh.
Do you remember that?
I do not.
He was a big ass kicker. I mean, he was a big, thick, tough kid.
All right.
That's why I said Dustin Pisciotti.
Okay. So there is a Dustin Pisciotti, but he's no relation to Stephen
Piscotti. Yes.
Okay.
But you can mess up the name.
The things we figure out.
No,
at
I'm
5:50
to that age
in the
where I just get it close and I'm okay. I mean, there's a lot of Francesa at play here. I just kind of get it close.
Did you see what he did yesterday?
Did you see him interview the coach from that the team's playing North Carolina?
No.
And he was like, this got to be the worst possible matchup ever. You know, really, I got to be frank. I don't know how much of a chance you got.
Well, and then he
just blew the dude up.
I don't know if it was the same interview or not because I didn't actually
said
listen to it.
There's never been a 16.
Never been a 16 beat a one.
Well, yeah. Well, then did you see that UMBC tweeted back at him and said, you were on retirement whenever we won anyway.
Yeah. Talk about another guy you don't have any time for. I don't, at least.
Who, Francesa?
Yeah.
Hey.
My gosh.
You're so mad at him.
I'm not mad. It's just... I don't think he's
so you don't have the app.
He doesn't have his fastball.
Yeah,
Dustin Pisciotti, Stephen Piscotti, or whatever. I knew there was a reason I was calling him Dustin.
What if Matt had to produce one of Francesa's shows where he fell asleep?
I'd love it. I'd love it.
I'd be fine. I'd let him go.
But he had that coach on. I forget who it was. Oh, it was a team like in the Northeast, Iona or someone like that. And he was like, "This got to be the worst possible matchup." I mean, they kind of do what you do, but they do with NBA guys. So I don't know how you're going to keep up. And I mean, the coach is like, what the hell am I on this show for? Anyway, Fan Morning Show, pre-show, we'll have fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.